Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Very excited about having our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. He's one of the top futurists of our time. And he's been a great member of our Brain Trust now for more than 7 years. He's the author of a number of books, including Future Edge, including Five Regions of the Future. He's a filmmaker extraordinaire. His film on paradigms is just breathtaking. I still remember almost every word. And he's our good friend, Joel Barker. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to
and
be
the,
here.
And the new one, Innovation at the Verge.
Yes.
There you go. Yep. Hey, Joel, thank you for being here. Thank you for the great things that you bring us to look into the future, to get our heads out of the sand. One of the things that that you've been telling us about quite a bit over the last several years has been improvements in growing body parts. Yep. In laboratory situations, from in this case, one you've got right now is from stem cells.
Yeah, and what's going on here is the focus of the stem cell research is getting more and more specific, and the University of Pennsylvania has been doing a lot of work on an area that many of us who are, you know, listening or talking right now have gone through, which is damaged knees.
I've got one myself right now.
Yep, and so do I. And what they have done, and this is what's interesting about this research. It shows you just how far we've come and yet how far we've got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's going on with them is they have identified a specific stem cell, which I cannot pronounce, by the way, so I'm not even going to try to, which can develop three different directions. And so what they're trying to do right now is figure out how to make it always develop into cartilage. And if they can do that, they will be able to inject these stem cells and have you regrow the cartilage.
Regrow the tissue.
Yeah.
Now, folks, here's a couple of ways to think about this, and this is some of the stuff I've learned from Joel. So one thing is oh goody, I can maybe I can you know regenerate my knee and my knee won't hurt and I won't need surgery. That's good news, right? But then, what is that? There's a disrupting effect to this too, right? What does this do to the whole industry of knee replacement?
Absolutely.
So you got opportunity and you got disruption. And as you think about the things I'd like for you to get from what Joel's telling you, is that not so much whether you care about the cartilage from stem cells stuff. But these kinds of things are happening in your business right now. There's the equivalent of a cartilage regeneration thing going on in your industry that's creating opportunity and disruption. Right, Joel?
Well, and we are at that time where materials are changing. In this case, growing cartilage. The method, instead of an operation where you're cut open and stuff is detached and metal is hammered into your bones.
Right.
It's a simple injection. And, you know, there was actually a third effect that you didn't mention that I thought you were going to mention, which is people say, hey, I can be really risky with my knees.
Right.
Because I can always get new cartilage.
Another implication.
Yep. So all of a sudden you have people, skiers, for instance, really not caring so much about mm-hmm. whether they're going to hurt their knee or not because they'll get the injection.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, which changes that whole
right.
aspect of culture and sport.
Mm-hmm. Which by the way, if you want to see what that experiment already looks like, look at the invention of the birth control pill 50 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Look how that changed society.
Yep.
In so many ways, the way people feel about relationships, etc.
So the cascade of implications. By the way, there's even a fourth one. I don't know if people saw this morning the Jamaicans have been accused of using drugs after they said
yep.
that they did not. They've
mm-hmm.
never have. So this is going to be a really interesting discussion. But think about injecting cartilage to strengthen your knees
right.
over and above the normal. But it's your stem cells. It's absolutely undetectable. but you could all of a sudden have super strong knees, super dense.
But is that would that be? Now you're saying, and you're saying, you're not saying to fix something. You're saying to enhance something.
To compete on a world level.
Yeah.
To win, and
is that, and obviously that's going to likely violate some rules, right?
And how do you measure it?
Yeah.
It's your own cells.
How do you tell?
Mm-hmm. So, as you said, Jim, this stuff has cascades of consequences, and we're just at the front edge of this one.
Right. And as I said, folks, think about, don't think about the way we're talking about this just in terms of stem cells. Think of it as could be anything in front of you, in your industry, your business, where something is changing, something's happening, some new innovation, whatever it may be, some that creates an opportunity, but it also may be a disruption. Which one of those are you on, the opportunity side or the disruption side? We're going to talk about some climate change issues with our good friend Joel Barker after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.